Blog Talk Radio. My fabulous friends, my listeners, my family of magical people, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. Yay! This is your magical mama, and some people call me the mystical fashionista, Sharona Rapsick, and I am coming to you live from the Big Apple. That's New York City. And I'm so happy that you're joining me here today. Tonight we have a moon in the sign of Libra, and there's a full moon tomorrow in Scorpio. So we're going to be talking a little more about that later on in the show. So in case this is your first time here, this show is all about creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, simply by using a little bit of angel guidance and that wonderful divine conscious energy of the magic universe. Okay, before we get started with your show, there's some things that I want you to know. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Now, that's the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So when you get a chance, I'd love for you to visit www.psychictalknet, and then you can learn more about our upcoming shows. You can also look into the archive of our past shows, and you'll learn more about our wonderful host and also the courses that we offer at Psychic U. Now, this show is also brought to you by the IAAP. Now, that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So you might want to take a look at www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. Perhaps you too are also a spiritual practitioner or an entrepreneur, and you're looking for a family that you can join up with. So you do want to check that out. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City. Now, that's a nonprofit organization that was formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers. And they're all inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. So to learn even more, you want to go to www.edgarcaycenyc.org. Now remember that Edgar Cayce is spelled with the C-A-Y-C-E followed by N-Y-C. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit about the show. It is a live call-in show, and here we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot, and oracle cards. We also talk about the cycles of the moon, holistic healing, the law of attraction, and mostly we're all about raising good vibrations, and we talk about much more. So we are on the air twice monthly, and it's always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. So You can listen to our shows live, or you can go to psychictalk.net and listen on your internet browser. Okay, and something else I want to tell you is you can call in and listen. So you can call in on your telephone at 714-816-4628, and you can listen in. But if you would like to maybe ask a question or get an angel message or even a tarot reading live on the air, or maybe you want to add your comments to today's topic, you want to press the number 1 on your phone keypad. And that way you'll be able to call in and be live on the air. Okay, and we also have a chat room, which I'll be checking back in on. And that one, you want to go to psychictalk.net/chat. And that way, if you don't want to call in, but you want to contribute to today's topic, or if you have a question, you can go there and just type in, and I will be checking in there. Okay, so now that we got all that information out of the way, let's start our show. Now, we do have a topic today, which is about how to create your future. So I don't know if that is something that you believe that you can do, that we are able to create our future. One thing that I do know is we certainly can affect our present moment. So one of the things that I always tell people is when you're in the present moment, you don't want to linger too much in negative things that happened, you know, ages ago in the past, because you don't want to bring that into the future. Okay, you can bring into the future and the present things that are good, but remember, our reality is definitely created about what we are focusing on in the present moment. So I see a lot of callers, so I am so happy, and I think what I'm going to do is before I actually start the topic and talking about all the things today, I am going to want to take some calls because, wow, the switchboard is really lighting up. And I want to try to get to everybody's call today. So let's begin. So I'm going to take a call before we begin our topic and start talking about the moon and, you know, what is the reading for today. I see there is a caller. They were actually waiting for me when I was opening up the studio. So I am going to go to a caller. The area code is 786. Caller, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Huh? I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Luz, calling from Miami.
Okay. I didn't catch where you're calling from, hon. Where are you calling from? Sounded like
Miami.
Hello? Miami.
Calling from
okay. Okay. What would you like to, you're live on the air. What would you like to say? Do you want a reading? Do you want to talk about our topic?
A mini reading, if I can.
We can do that. We can certainly give you a reading. So hold on 1 minute. I have to, you know, get out my tarot cards. I do both psychic readings and I read from the cards. So why don't you tell me, is there something in particular that you would like to know today?
Yes, I want to know about love relationships.
A love relationship. Okay. Let's do that now. One question is this, do you have someone in mind, or is it someone that you want to bring in that you haven't met yet? Is it someone you've already met?
Yes, someone I have already met.
Okay. Because sometimes, you know, I get readings, too, about other people that are, you know, coming in that are vibrating with you. Okay. Okay. What I'm getting is, okay, well, it's a turning point in your relationship, okay? So that's good news. And, you know, both of you have been really busy juggling a lot of things. Maybe you've been working hard, and, you know, that's been keeping you occupied. But there is definitely someone there. I mean, they're actually kind of like I see them. They're there. They're saying, hey, look at me. And they're waiting for you to really make the first move. Okay? So, you know, what I'm getting is they're interested. And the whole key to getting it rolling is you really have to let this person know that you're interested. Okay? And not be afraid to make the first move.
He knows I'm interested. He, I don't know. It's the ball is in his court.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to approach me and let me know, you know, what he wants to do.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is that, you know, this person is definitely interested in you. They are really busy. I mean, there's a lot, if they haven't made the, made the move that you're interested in, it's because there's a lot of things that they're juggling. And, you know, maybe they're also in a situation that they need to break away from. Like maybe there was a prior relationship that, kind of kept them tied up. But this is the moment for you. I mean, you have to, I say, you know, what's coming up is you shouldn't give up on it. And you need to talk to this person and, you know, just establish a friendship with them. But that's what I'm getting, that you don't sit back and wait for them to make the a move. You got to let them know that you're interested and take it from there.
Yeah, he already knows I'm interested. He's changing jobs right now because the job he had is extremely absorbing of his time. So hopefully,
well,
he's
that's
already
what I'm picking up. He's been, yeah, I'm picking up that, hey, you know, he's, you know, taking care of those things first. But that's good. You know, you want someone who's working, who, you know, has, you know, is doing things. And I just, what I'm getting is just, you know, hang in there. But, you know, maybe you can, invite this person out for coffee or whatever. There is, you know, I'm getting definite possibilities there. Okay, well, I hope, is that helpful?
Just to be patient still, I guess, because he's always hot and cold, and the ball is in his court right now. I don't have any reason to contact him.
I'm getting the ball is in your court, too. You know, the ball is in your court, too. You know, because today, you know, women, they don't have to sit back and wait. So I would definitely, you know, keep letting him know that you're interested and that you're hanging in there. Now, that doesn't mean that you just kind of put all your hopes on that one guy. I mean, like, you can, if there's other people out there you want to, you know, have fun with, you can do that too. But I do see that there is a connection, okay, and that the key to it right now is to definitely let this person know that you are interested. Okay, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you back on so you can listen.
Yeah.
Okay, caller, thanks for calling in. We love it when people call in. You know what I'm going to do? We've got a lot of calls. So before I begin our topic, I'm going to actually take another caller. So the switchboard is kind of working slow, but I'm trying to bring in the caller that is area code 630. But hold on 1 minute because it's still switching over. Hi, caller calling from area code 630. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling. Hi, my name is Lisa.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
And you're calling
and
from?
And I'm calling
from. Yeah, I can hear.
Illinois. Okay, from Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. So would you like a reading or tell me what you, why you're calling in today? You're live on the air.
Well, I guess, like, you know, what do you see for this year for me, like, with dating and travel and, you know, like, the pandemic, like, you know,
okay.
It'll be over,
yeah,
in
well,
the fall, you know?
Yeah, well, let's see. Everyone is ready to start rocking and rolling on that.
Because, like, I was going to move, and that was kind of putting everything on hold, even though it was, like, 45 minutes away. It was just, like, a major thing for me at my age. And I'm not going to move now, so I kind of can, like, I'm settling in and unpacking boxes. I had inherited some stuff, and I'm just kind of now, like, going after my goals now that I'm newly retired. And, you know, so I wonder what you see, you know, with the pandemic and things.
Okay. Okay, well, what I'm seeing as far as what's going on for everybody right now is we're all raring to go, okay? We're all, you know, things are opening up, things are getting moving. I do see that next month in May, there's still going to be, you know, things aren't going to be, they're not going to be back to normal in May or probably June. So we got to be a little patient. You know, it's kind of like everything, you know, has been turned off for a while. So we have to get, you know, get everything moving. So I'm urging everyone to get impatient.
I'm real high risk. So I'm very high risk. So my doctor said it's the fall for me at the earliest. Like, I can't just, like, go to a service or, you know, at a temple or, you know, place of worship or, you know, gatherings. I can't do that kind of stuff. So I can go inside,
right,
you know, museum for half an hour or, you know, stay very far away from people. So what do you see for later this year? Because, you know, now it's just kind of like shopping and getting out there a little bit, you know, with a mask,
yeah,
double masking, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Well, what I see for you is good stuff. You got to really, before it really starts to rock and roll, it's going to be the fall, okay? So,
so
you
what
need
do you see,
to
like in the fall for me?
I definitely see that you're going to be meeting someone. I also think that even if you're not involved with doing it right now, I see you kind of like maybe taking classes and, you know, meeting people through, that you're probably going to meet someone through maybe a class that you're taking, something about what you want to learn. But it will be in the fall, okay? And
it'll
be all kinds of...
because I kind of had a little crush on someone I knew on Zoom. I attend these, like, things with him. He's on there usually, like, with, like, my place of worship, and I kind of, like, was interested in him. Like, I thought he was cute, but I don't know. Like, do you see anything with him, or is it someone new?
What I'm seeing is actually, it's funny that you should say that, that there is someone, and they're somehow associated with a spiritual practice of yours. So they could very well be that person. That could be the person. And
do you think, like, he'd ask me out in the fall? Because I'm not chasing after a guy, that's for sure. I'm not messing around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone's not interested in me really a lot, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, no. Not, you know, everyone's got to take this real, you know, we can't go rushing around. You know, we need to just make sure that everything is safe and secure. So it's definitely, this is going to happen in the fall of the year.
Okay.
And just all kinds of possibilities opening up for you. But, you know, Travel? Travel? Not until the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, what I do see is, you know, you don't have, you know, today with everything that's going on with, you know, people, you know, doing things online, you know, Zooms and get-togethers online.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I'm
doing that all the time. Yeah, I mean, I'm so involved, like, with New York art museums. I built my own virtual world. It's unbelievable. But do you see me, like, traveling, like, in the fall, starting maybe in the United States, and then next year Europe, or am I going to have to wait another year and a half to go to Europe? Because I was thinking, like, I mean, I definitely, this has to be totally over. I cannot go to Europe and take a chance if there's, like, any kind of, like, if herd immunity isn't met.
Yeah. Okay, I see that, you know, it's going to be the travel and the getting around that you're going to be doing. That's going to be relatively local. I don't see anything opening up in terms of traveling until, and we're talking about for you personally, because you really have to be careful. I would say that would be the end of the year. But
so
definitely,
do you think
next year,
later in the year, I can go to Europe. I'm supposed to go in June to a tour of the national parks. Oh, no, next September, the national parks. Do you think, like, next year I'll be able to go to Europe later next year, and then maybe just, you know, little trips to New York and, you know, maybe down south, Atlanta, Savannah, like, starting early next year? Because, like, local to me is, like, Indianapolis in the fall, like a five-hour trip. You know, nothing, like, kind of like waiting myself in there, because my doctor's definitely said you can't do it till the fall, the earliest.
Right. Well, you want to definitely listen to your doctor, and I think you'll be definitely, based upon his advice and everything, I think next year is going to be, it's going to be a different world, you know, but we just, but, you know, right now, I mean, as I was saying, because someone had asked me earlier what was going to be happening in, you know, May and June, it's going to be, there's still going to be a pause on for everybody. So it's not just you. And the way out of this situation.
Do you think I should go to Iceland first? Like, if I go to Europe, because it's only 6 hours away from the Midwest, from Illinois, I could go to Iceland first, I thought, for 6 days, and then another trip the following year. So if Milan's still not safe, you know, something like the northern countries, like I've always wanted to go to Copenhagen and combine it with Lisbon on one of those Ryanairs, you know, whatever. I have, like, free flights that I acquired over time. So, like, you know, do you think Iceland would be my good first trip to Europe? Because I thought, like, maybe that, because it's only 6.5 hours, and then I could, like, stay in one place and go on day trips. You know what I mean? Like, it would be a little safer for me, I think, at the beginning of, like, if I go to Europe instead of, like, you know, a couple places like Milan and Lisbon, you know, wait till this is totally all over for the following year, but maybe Iceland later next year, plus, you know, the United States, you know, start little trips in the fall and the winter and, you know, Florida maybe, you know, 4 or 5 days, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, kind of get myself, you know, situated. I want to really, you know, that's what I want to spend my money on, you know, like travel and, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I thought, well, I could get a new car, but, you know, I think it's, my car's in good shape. It's got 50,000 miles. Why should I do that? Maybe just do things like travel. Live it up. Enjoy retirement because I've had it pretty rough. You know, I've worked really hard and had a lot of deaths in my family, and I'm just like a lot of bad things, you know, health. I'm just, I'm getting everything back now, good health, and I want to have a good retirement. I want it to be the best 30 years of my life.
Well, I definitely see that coming up, and I think probably I'm getting, as far as Iceland is concerned, I'm getting a big yes there. You know, I'm getting a big yes on Iceland.
Do you think I start dating in the fall, one more question, and then I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Like, if I start dating in the fall, do you think I could get serious, or it's going to be more like a companion?
I think I'm seeing something serious in the fall. Okay? By serious,
wow.
I mean good serious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stand and listen. Thank you so much. You are so sweet. God bless you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thanks for calling in. Okay. I'm going to put back in the and thank you. You, too. We all got to. I always tell everyone, all my magical people, we got to stay safe. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put you back at the line. And before I start taking some more calls, my goodness, we have got a lot of calls today. And I always tell people, if I can't get to your call today, I'll be back in 2 weeks, but you don't have to wait 2 weeks. There's like a show on next Friday and Saturday that you can call into. We've got a lot of calls today. So, you know, what I was talking about is, do we create our own future? And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is a great time to do create your future and do problem solving and get creative ideas is, believe it or not, during your dream time. And something that I've been really getting into is before I lay down, well, first I get under the covers, and before I drop off to sleep, I think about what I want to create in my life. So for those of you who want to create a relationship, you know, I kind of create that in my dreams, okay? So it's kind of like you're setting up a guided meditation in your head before you drop off to sleep. And in the course of the sleep, you might get some ideas. So that when you wake up in the morning, you know, you want to write down what those dreams are, and I get lots of ideas that way. So I think one of the things that I've been doing is there's like an old song and rhyme that goes, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. So that's kind of what we do. We're in the universe, we're in the river of life, we're in the stream of life, and you want to kind of row it down the stream very carefully. You don't want to bump into any rocks. You don't want to go over any waterfalls. And understand that in many ways, life is but a dream, and that we are creating it. So that's why I always tell everyone, you don't want to go to bed with a negative thought. You always want to go to bed with a positive thought. You know, I mean, and if you're worried about something, which a lot of times we are when we go to bed, rather than focusing on the worry, just say to the universe, I want an answer to this. And almost be clear as far as what the answer is, how it's going to feel, you know, and go to sleep with that as your dreams. Because our dreams are really powerful in terms of, you know, getting our future. Just want to take a sip of water. Thank you. And thank you. And I also want to talk about, you know, what's going on, you know, in the world as far as the planets and everything. And as I said, tonight we have a moon in Virgo. And Virgo is about balance and also partnerships. So you want to think about a scale that goes up and down. So tonight you can, you know, think about what partnerships you want to bring into your life. So partnerships could be with a love relationship, or it could be with a partnership at work, or a partnership that you already have, but you want it to be even better. So tonight is an excellent time to do that. And tomorrow night we have a full moon. So one of the things I always talk about is the energy is really, really strong on a full moon. And tomorrow's full moon is going to be in Scorpio. So, you know, Scorpio sometimes gets a bad rap. You know, people go, well, with Scorpio, you know, I don't like that. It's a scorpion. Apologize to all you Scorpios out there. I actually have my rising sign is Scorpio. But when the full moon is in Scorpio, what you want to do is understand that intuition is really high. So what you want to, a good thing to think about tomorrow night, and a good thing to think about it tomorrow night when you're drifting off to dream time, is the key words you want to think about are change and what you want to rebirth in your life. And remember, I always tell people, if there's something you want to bring into your life, that means that there is something that you have to let go. You know, it's just a matter of, you only have so much room for things in your life. So a lot of times if we can't create change in our life, that means that we have to purge of something. We have to let that thing go and think about what we want to bring into our life. So we have the moon in Scorpio. So I also always tell my listeners, I tell them to do what I actually do. I actually put together a vision board. And if you don't want to do a board, you can make a list of the things. I always say go with, you know, the number 5 is the number of change in numerology. So I always say you might want to start off by making a list of 5 things that you want to bring into your life during this cycle of the moon. So you pick the 5 things. And remember, if there's 5 things that you want, there's going to be 5 things that you have to let go, you know, because there's only so much room on your vision board. And that's the way that, you know, I bring a little magic into my life. And I hope that's something that I can share with you. Okay. What I should do, I see that we are actually at what we call the bottom of the hour. So what I want to do is let you know what is also going to be going on the Psychic Talk Radio Network in the coming week. And then I'll also let you know what I'm going to be talking about in 2 weeks when I come back. So tomorrow, I invite you to tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Remember, we go out all over the world. So you got to look at, you know, what the timing is wherever you are. I invite you to tune in to the Wisdom of the Soul show with our host, Janice Fuchs. And then on Wednesday, that's April the 28th of this week, at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, I invite you to tune in to the Power of Gratitude and Kindness. That's a wonderful hour with a wonderful host, Catherine Hahn. And that's another show where you can call in and she'll give you a little guidance, a little angel message, lots of good vibes. So that's going to be on Wednesday. Then coming up on Friday, April 30th, can you believe we're to the end of this month? Oh, my goodness. At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, I invite you to tune in to the Doctors Are In show with the two hosts. They're both doctors, Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. And they do life coaching. They do tarot, mini readings on the air. But Dr. Rose, she's just really fabulous. She will give you a mantra that you can chant and use. That mantras and chants are just wonderful ways to, you know, change your life. You know, I was talking earlier about I've been going around all day saying life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. And she'll have more that you can, more affirmations and more mantras. And then on Saturday, May 1st, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, I invite you to tune in to There Is a Rock for That. And that's going to be with Mary Brown. So she talks about crystals and she does many readings, but she is going to be talking about telekinesis. And she's going to have a special guest, Bob Harshman. He is, this is Golden Healer Quartz. So this is a show to tune into if you are into crystals and telekinesis. Wow. That sounds really interesting. I'm going to be listening into that one. And that's going to be on May 1st. And I just want to remind you that I am on twice monthly. So I do want you to tune in on Sunday, May 9th, which will be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, or use the time converter to figure out the time where it is by you. And I'm going to have a really special guest. She's someone who's been on the show before. Her name is Susan Wands, and she is the writer of a whole series of books that are based around one of my all-time favorite people, Miss Pamela or Pixie Coleman Smith. So for those of you who don't know about who Pamela Pixie is, she, 100 years ago, created the artwork for, you know, the most popular tarot deck that we use in the United States and in England, so in the English-speaking world. And what Susan has done, she's writing a whole series around the life of Pamela or Pixie. I call her Pixie because she's someone too that I work with in my dreams. Like she appeared like maybe 3 years ago in a dream I had. I knew who she was, but I had this really amazing dream where I was doing a psychic fair, which I used to do a lot of here in New York City. Haven't done any of them for like over a year now. And this magical woman sat down at my table, and I started dreaming about her. And I have been in the process of using my dreams to communicate with her, and also come up with a tarot deck. So, as I said earlier, you know, pay attention to your dreams, and maybe there's someone too that you want to contact with your in your dreams, and you want to dream about them. So, one of her books that Susan wrote is called The Magician and the Fool. So, what's cool with Susan's books is they're all like the different major arcana tarot cards. So you definitely want to pick up one of her books. So she'll be on my show on Sunday, May 9th. Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I do want to take some more calls. So let me see. I'm going to go to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. I am going to go to, there's an area code 843. Area code 843.
Good
Hi.
Good evening, can I
You're
be heard?
Live and on the
How
air.
How are you?
Hi. I'm
thank you.
Fine, thank you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Eddie and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Eddie. South Carolina. So good to have you
grits
live on
fish.
The air, Eddie. Yeah.
Go and get you some grits and fish, girl. Go and get you some grits and fish. Quit playing.
Okay. So
that's
you have
what
a...
they eat in South Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah. My question is about business.
Business. Okay.
Joined a new organization, and I'm hoping that I will be more successful, you know.
Okay. Well, I can give you a yes. If you're just looking for a one-word answer, yes. It's been really quiet. And the answer is yes. Things are going to be definitely turning around, okay? And this is the moment to seize the moment. Yes, I mean, I'm just getting, I'm getting yeses all over the place. So it's been, you know, like it's been very quiet, but now be prepared to get busy. Okay. You're going to get really, really busy and it's going to be the start of something big.
Okay, and I know you were speaking on numbers and planets a second ago, even though I had a call and got distracted. Is there any particular energy or planetary system or intentional focus? It's like you said, even going to bed at night, even though you were more so speaking as far as relationships is concerned, but a desire is
yeah.
a desire.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, like, as I said earlier, I mean, whatever, if there's something that you want to manifest in your life, you know, I've talked about on this show, you know, there's different things that you can do that are, you know, lighting candles, you know, doing affirmations. But lately, I have been totally amazed by what you can do when you're just sleeping. So I would say that, you know, when you're that precious moment before you drop off to sleep, make sure you're not worried about something. You know, just take that worry out of your head and focus on what you want. And if you don't know what it is that you want, just say, hey, universe, I want an answer. And the answer often comes through during your dream time. But this is, you know, something that you can work with. I do recommend that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, don't just hop out of bed. Just kind of say, I'm going to direct my mind back to what transpired, what I was thinking about when I was sleeping, and write that down. And, the answers can come in, like, very strange way. If you get, like, a symbol or something, you want to write down that symbol. But sleeping is a great time for manifestation and incubation of the ideas and things that you want to bring forth. Now, in terms of numbers, okay, what I'm getting is, because I'm looking at the cards that I'm getting, and the majority of the cards have the number one, okay? And the number one is about new beginnings. And what I see is stepping forth, okay? A lot of what you want to create, you have to believe in yourself and step forth and not be afraid to do these things. You know, don't listen to the negative voices in your head. I see relationships. I also see that you are going to help a lot of people. You know, that a lot of what you do is going to be around service to others and leadership and teaching. But a lot of number ones. And then after that, I get a lot of cards that add up to 11, which is two ones. But 11 is it's a master number. And it's a master number that is based around setting an example and being a teacher. So are you a teacher in any way? Are you a leader in any way?
I've been getting that a lot. I always share information. I strive to assist with information, but as far as profession and things of that nature, no. You know, mm-hmm. I always seek information out, and I share the information that I find, but a teacher specifically, no.
Yeah, you're meant to be a teacher. You know, you are definitely a teacher. You are definitely with, you know, as I said, there's a lot of, besides the number one in the cards, I'm getting a lot of cards that actually have to do with the number 11. So the 11 is a teacher, but it's also a teacher that is able to bring, you know, if there's any situations that have to be resolved, like bringing peace and unity to people. You know, you're the person that can be in the middle to bring, this balance, the right choice. Like I see people coming to you when, you know, they're thinking opposite ways, and you can bring them together in many ways. Like you're a spiritual leader, a mediator. So, I mean, you've got, there's just a whole bunch of good cards here.
Awesome.
So I hope, and then the other, it's so funny, you know, we were talking about dream. Yeah, there's also the central card has to do with rest and dreaming. So, I mean, think about when you go to bed at night and when you're drifting off to sleep, think about, get a picture in your mind of what you want to bring to the world. And during that sleep time, you will get an answer. Something will be offered up to you that will give a possible solution. But you're here for a reason. So I see beautiful things for you. Go for it.
Awesome. Thank you. You said something about relationships, too. Were you talking about as far as business is concerned or a female counterpart?
I see a female counterpart, too. Someone who's a woman who's, like, strong and independent. So, I do see that. And I'm seeing that, like around the fall. You know, which is what I'm seeing for a lot of people. Keep in mind right now, everything, the world has been turned off, you know, we've closed down everything. So it's going to open up slowly. So don't get impatient, But in the fall, it's going to get really busy for everyone. Yep. There is a relationship in there.
Thank
yeah.
you. That'd be awesome because it's like what you're saying. I need to focus on what's most important right now. And a relationship would probably get me to shift gears if she's not harmonious with what I'm doing, like a partner.
Yeah, I think you could be, what I'm definitely seeing is you could be working together. This could be some kind of, like maybe she's working alone right now and she's looking for a partner to work along with. So, yeah, that is a definite possibility. So I'm going to put you back in the line so you can keep listening in. Thank you for calling in. Love you and many blessings. And keep dreaming. Keep dreaming tonight and the next few days.
Thank you also. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm just going to switch over to the chat room because I do see there is someone in the chat room who is listening in, and she says, it's my birthday today, and I'm hoping for a message or direction from the angels. I know you have lots of callers, but, you know, so, I mean, hey, I gotta take a birthday call. So, anyhow, she is in the call in, not calling in. She's in the calling room, in the what do you call it? The chat room, the calling room, the chat room. Okay. Birthday today. Oh, see some good stuff coming up. I'm getting the card. You need to make a wish. You need to be clear about what you want. And the only thing that seems to be stopping you from getting what you want is you get like a negative thought that pops into your head. So you got to like, when you get that negative thought that you're not worthy of what you're wishing for, you got to say cancel and delete. Okay. So I see good stuff coming up. You know, make a wish, love, all those different things, money, don't be, you know, like everyone, you know, they're kind of impatient right now. I'm just saying be a little patient, but I'm seeing that whatever that you're hoping for, I see both love and money, and, you know, things definitely picking up. It's been like everyone's been really trying to get everything flowing again. But birthday person, make a wish. Definitely make a wish tonight if you've been listening to what I was talking about using your dream time to create and get answers and meet goals. You want to do that tonight, okay? And the only thing that I see that holds you back is, you know, you get these, like, negative thoughts that you're not worth it, and you are worth it. You deserve everything that you wish for. So I hope that helps. Happy birthday. Oh, and you want a message from the angels. So let me get you a message from the angels, too. Oh. I'm going to switch to another deck and see if we can get a message from the angels. I'm also getting a message from somebody from your past. And they're saying you have to have trust and faith in yourself. I'm getting that message. I almost feel that that is like from an ancestor. And let me get a card from the angels. I'm getting the card about transformation. So, this is a period where you've got to, remember we were talking about the moon is in Scorpio, you really have to release all belief systems. You know, the only thing that's holding you back is, you know, as soon as you get a good thought, you tend to cancel it out and think something negative. So there's going to be, I see what the angels are saying is that really positive changes are coming and that you have to trust and believe in them. So I hope that helps for the person who is in the chat room. And let me, I'm going to go back to the switchboard again. And I have time to probably take one more call. So I am going to go to, and I have to let the switchboard is kind of, I'm area code 919. Are you there? I hear noise. I hear something in the background. Hi.
Hello.
I'm
here. Can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you now.
Great. I have one simple quick question, and I hopefully will let up space for another call. But do you see me remaining where I'm living, or will I actually be moving? It is
okay.
My desire to stay where I am.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to stay where you are, because I see you being very busy. There's work coming up. There's a, you know.
Yes.
I think you're going to stay where you are. Yeah. Yeah, I see the card came up that you're busy working away, and you know, people like the work that you're doing. So I'm getting a yes.
Yes. Okay, great.
That was
I just accepted a new job. I just accepted a new job, and my official start date should be May 17th. So this is great. It's perfect. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're definitely. Yep. Nope. This is good. Yep. So
okay,
I get a yes.
Thank you.
On both. Awesome.
Yes.
That was.
Thank you. I told you, it was very simple, so if you have time for someone else, I don't want to hold it up, but thank you. And I love the dream
no,
thing,
not
so
at all.
I'm going to practice that.
Yeah,
more.
Dreams are powerful.
Yeah.
That is the most, you know, like, you know, I've done shows where, you know, we talk about, you know, you write down what you want, you make vision boards, you light candles, you do all this stuff, and you know, the thing is, we, a third of our life, we're sleeping, or at least we should be.
Right.
And
right.
That is a perfect incubation time. If there's an answer you want to get, or if there's something you want to create and bring into your life, do it while you're sleeping. You can't get any easier than that. But, you know, so, bear it before you sleep, you know, drift off to sleep. Think about something that you want. Or, you know, if you don't know what you want, say, I want to find out. Yeah.
I do meditation.
Do it when you're laying down.
Right before I go to sleep. Yeah, right before I go to sleep. So whatever I'm listening to, I take that into my dreams. But I'm going to continue to do it more and more now. So thank you.
Yeah, it is powerful. And it's going to be particularly powerful tomorrow because we have a full moon in Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about dreams. Very powerful sign.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings and
you're welcome. Yes, love you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Well, we are at the top of the hour. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to take any more calls right now, but I'll be back in 2 weeks. And also, I invite you to call in to some of the other shows. When I come back on May 9th, I have a really, if there's any questions you want to know about tarot, if there's any questions you want to know about Pamela, Pixie, Coleman Smith, or, you know, all those things, you want to definitely tune into this show on May the 9th. So before I let you all guys go back to whatever you're doing before you tuned in, I want everyone to know that I am your magic mama. I'm here helping you, and my name is Sharona Rapsick, and I do want to thank each and every one of you, all my listeners. I consider you my family. I want to thank you for joining me here today, and I want to keep saying, remember, focus on what is positive in your life, because guess what? You're going to get more of that. And that is all because we do live in a magical universe. And this universe gives you what you focus on. So, hey, you can't afford to have a negative thought, you know? You don't want to do that. And you also want to keep your vibrations high. So the best way to keep your vibrations high is you want to laugh. You want to see what's funny. You want to keep humor in your laugh. Because when we laugh, our energy goes really high. And then that is when we are able to attract what we want, just like a, you know, draw it to us like a magnet. So until we meet again on Sunday, May 9th, I am wishing each one of you just countless blessings, good energy too. I love you. Bye-bye.